Nolte, Dr. Fauci made a fool of himself gushing over typhoid Fredo. By John Nolte on May 6, 2020. Dr. Anthony Fauci made a public fool of himself this week when he appeared on Chris Cuomo's CNN show to give Fredo a tongue bath. Why would a respected scientist such as Fauci, one of the country's coronavirus leaders we are all counting on for straight talk, prostitute himself by adding his own shine to CNN's fake mythology about Cuomo's heroic and selfless behavior during his bout with the coronavirus? You know, I get into a lot of online debates about Fauci with fellow conservatives. For various reasons, most don't like the guy, don't trust him, and don't respect him. I do. I still do. But I can't defend him making an anti-science ass of himself Monday. This is simply painful to watch. Here's the key part where Fauci gushes like a schoolgirl over Cuomo, who is not only a total fraud and liar, but who has been exposed as the single most irresponsible and reckless American of the entire coronavirus pandemic. Cuomo, how do I know what Tony Fauci thinks? I've known him a lot of my life, but I've never known him the way I know you through this pandemic. I have spoken to you, almost without exception, every day. You have been calling me out of personal concern to make sure that I was okay, my wife was okay, my son was okay. 11 o'clock at night. Later. Waiting for my show to end, Saturday, Sunday morning, the rare time you have with your family. Why? Fauci, first of all, you're a friend. We have a professional relationship, but you're a friend. I've known you, I hate to say it, since you were almost a kid. And the fact is, you were going through some difficult times. I don't think that people seeing you on this show were really experiencing or realizing how you were really sucking it up to look relatively normal. But when you finished the show, when we started chatting at 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night, you were wiped out. You not only had the acute difficulty of the virus that was replicating in you, but you had some of the secondary effects. I cared about you, but I was worried about you. That's the reason why I kept calling. And on like this it went, with Fauci acting like a 12-year-old girl meeting Justin Timberlake for the first time. Outside of what is known as star fucking, there is the fact that everyone watching Fauci gush over Cuomo's selfless bravery knows the truth about Chris Cuomo, knows that while Cuomo knew he was contagious with the coronavirus, knew he could give it to others, he still violated his quarantine on Easter to take a 30-minute drive with his wife and kids to hang out outside. Forget the fact that for weeks Cuomo falsely portrayed himself as a selfless martyr quarantining in his basement to save his wife, kids, and America from catching this deadly disease. Cuomo's wife and son both ended up infected. Gee, I wonder how that could have happened? Forget the fact that Cuomo has been hypocritically shaming people who are peacefully protesting these useless lockdowns that make zero sense now that there is no risk the health system will crash. Forget that Knoll and Cuomo are engaging in what is the most egregious act of journalistic fraud since Brian Williams' post as a war hero. Hell, you can even forget the fact that only a narcissistic sociopath such as Typhoid Fredo, someone who knows he is infected with a deadly disease, would still thoughtlessly violate his quarantine in this way. Would take a drive with his family, would gallivant around the pandemic ground zero of New York. What I don't understand is why a man like Fauci, a man near 80 with a legendary career and reputation, would shame himself and damage his own integrity in this way. Especially during a pandemic when he needs people to trust him more than any other time. Why would Fauci make a fool of himself star-fucking a nobody fraud like Cuomo at such a crucial time? Why would Fauci participate in what he knew was a farce with the one American? The only American we know of who knew he was sick and infectious and still violated his quarantine. Typhoid Fredo should be made an example of. An example of everything wrong with the corporate media. Everything wrong with entitled celebrities. Everything wrong with Silver Spoon Kids, and everything wrong with people who refuse to take this pandemic seriously. Typhoid Fredo almost certainly infected his own wife and son. And yet he's still allowed to play the hero when he should be doing what any decent, non-sociopath would do, which is to crawl into a dark corner to reckon with a lifetime of guilt and shame. If Fauci is personal friends with Fredo, I don't expect him to publicly attack and criticize Cuomo. I get that. But it is simply shameful for Fauci to sell out his professional integrity to hype Fredo's fake mythology. It's also dangerous. We need to trust this guy, and he just proved he can be bought with a primetime spotlight on a basement-rated cable show. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.